Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out again to a wonderful show this week. Hey, as a quick reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. If you're looking for ways to find and free up cash and be able to create passive income, you know, a great tool, great thing you find is actually the ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. If you haven't got it yet, check it out. It's right there on the main page. Also, thank you so much for those who have been sharing the show, been listening in, tuning in, creating masterminds of this. I've loved the growth and the outreach you're getting from the show. And I love hearing the stories of what you guys are doing to apply it. So keep those stories coming in. Let me know how you guys' lives are improving. And also, if you've got questions you want to address on the show, shoot an email to me, chris@moneyripples.com, and we'll see if we can address that. So on today's show, I got a special guest here, someone I've known for several years and followed and just absolutely respected and adored. And I know it may sound like I have a little crush on him. That's partially true, you know, in the sense of a business crush. But this guy, Mike Reed, is fantastic. I mean, one thing I'll tell you about Mike is that, you know, I've seen a lot of people, especially those in the chiropractic profession, come and go. I've seen a lot of people coach people, and there's some great people out there. But Mike is one of those people that consistently gets people results. And definitely in his business, one of the things I've admired is that he has just absolute raving fans that reach out to him year after year after year, his own clients that just keep progressing, going from 6 to 7 figures. And the thing that I love about that is that this applies to no matter what business you're in, this applies to you, whether you're a chiropractor, whether you're in any kind of health practice, or you know what, even if you're just in business in general, these things that he's going to teach you today are just fantastic. It's going to just absolutely rock your world. And by the way, even if you're not a chiropractor, I'm going to challenge you to tune in and stay tuned because there's actually, if you're looking to expand your investment portfolio to include a franchise opportunity, stay tuned. So without further ado, Mike, welcome to the show.
Chris, it's great being on. Thank you for the invite.
Hey, you bet, man. So give them a little bit of your background. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, how you came to be and really how you, I mean, I know you went from Canadian to United States. So, you know, what's been your journey and your path?
Well, you know, 25 years in practice, and I was always that student of the Kaizen principle, constant, never-ending improvement. And it was pretty well every weekend I was at a different seminar, whether it was a marketing seminar or personal empowerment, did 10 years with Tony Robbins. And, you know, that sort of percolated through my practice, and we built one of the business practices in Canada. The nice thing, it was 100% cash. There was no insurance, which I absolutely loved. And what happened, we see doctors who would follow me around. Some days I had 2 and 3 doctors who would, you know, be shadowing the practice. And that slowly started to formulate in a coaching program back in 2000. And I did that for 17 years. And I realized after, you know, I just couldn't continue to be in practice and run seminars. I was speaking all over the place. So I ended up selling my practice and I just went full-time coaching. And we created a company, CMI, Chiropractic Masters International, where we teach doctors around the world. It doesn't matter if you're in Malaysia, US, Canada, UK. We have doctors all over the world who are using my techniques, business techniques for building a practice, giving impeccable service to their clients, training their team, marketing, which includes social media. And a lot of my doctors are doing incredibly well. I mean, they're breaking the 6, moving the 7 figures per year, $1 million, $1.4 million. We have one doctor doing 1.8. And you know, it got to the point, Chris, that we decided we're just going to take it to the next level. We'll talk about that in a second. But what's happened is we've proven that even as a healthcare professional, you can still give impeccable service and actually make money as a healthcare professional. I think it's important because, you know, most doctors go through years of schooling, have massive debt, and they graduate without the knowledge base on how to run a business. And unfortunately, and the sad fact in our profession, we have about a 25% attrition rate after 5 years, about 40% after 10. So, and that just doesn't have to be that way. There are techniques for doctors to lift themselves up and to grow their businesses.
Yeah, I totally agree. And well, especially in the chiropractic profession, I mean, it's not uncommon to make six figures, but really making six figures doesn't mean squat for lifestyle. You know, making like 150 or 200,000 in your practice means you might be barely pulling out a middle-class income.
And that's what we're seeing across the board. The average average is making about 20,000 per month, which is really overhead. So a lot of doctors are out there struggling at 250. You know, we have consistently, you know, I just had a doctor this morning, he goes, another record month, 89,000. And, you know, to see that this is a doctor who's breaking into the seven figure mark, you know, ideally it is possible to do that. And if you have proper systems, proper team, proper marketing, proper training, you can do that. And you know, that's what I love doing. It's really helping serve more people by serving more doctors. And we're seeing that right across the board.
Yeah. Now, I've worked with a ton of docs over the last 10 years, especially from the financial side of things, right? You know, what sets you apart, Mike? Like what, I mean, with all the chiropractic coaches and coaches out there, business coaches like you out there, what sets you apart? Like, what is it that you teach or what is it that you do that completely just rocks these people's world to actually create a seven-figure type practice?
Well, you know, I think, and that's a great question. And there's a lot of great coaches out there. I think what sets me apart is two things. One is the personal empowerment. I was Tony Robbins trained for 2 years. I ran his fortune management program for two. So it's the certainty and belief in what you do and how you sort of transfer emotion into motion. I think that's key to it. And the other thing is that in a sense, I'm still in practice. My wife is a chiropractor. She has a practice. We have a training center there. So a lot of my clients would come and train with us. So in a sense, I'm still wet in practice. And I think might have been relevant 5 years ago are totally irrelevant today. So you've got to stay fresh. Social media, for example, you know, Facebook is the big thing and still working today, but here's ClickFunnels. And then tomorrow it's AI within Facebook and you've got to stay current. So I'm a voracious reader, voracious learner. I consider myself, you know, just learning from that perspective and wanting to learn, staying humble. And I think that's key to it because things do change and you have to be willing to adopt and change in an ever-changing market. It's just like wealth mastery. It's the same idea.
That's so true. That is one thing I've noticed, that there are a lot of coaches out there that haven't kept their feet wet. They're out there and they're teaching things that might've worked 10, 15, 20 plus years ago. But as the world changes, and especially like you said, social media has just revolutionized the way the world works and how we communicate and interact. And I'll tell you, it's funny. And this is true with dentists as well. I work with a lot of dentists and I'll tell you like, even if there's a heavily saturated market where there's high dentists per capita, like for example, in Utah has the highest dentist per capita, you know, in the country. But the one thing that you'll never have an issue with is if you are a good marketer, you'll blow them all out of the water. Because the truth is most people don't know how to market. They don't know how to attract people in. They're trying to rely on word of mouth and referrals, which can only take you so far. And I mean, when you get to the space of where there's marketing, like good marketing involved, there's not really any competition. You stand out.
And you really have to, you know, case in point, a lot of my doctors were complaining about 5 years ago, their websites weren't pulling in new patients and your website, your social media should be a large chunk of your new patient flow. So I went research, investigated how and what are the most effective types of websites. And we actually started our own digital marketing company where we do websites and SEO and help doctors with Google AdWords. I was just talking to a doctor today. He goes, I'm getting one new patient every day at 20 a month. And that's really the benchmark of what websites should be doing, especially you got a case average of around 2,500 at 20 a month. That adds up very quickly over a year. So, you know, little things like that, that you have to be on the cutting edge. You know, one of my team members is studying AI for Facebook because now you can do predictive marketing and, you know, plop your Facebook ads with an increase in your Google AdWords spend and attract more of that audience looking for you. So there's a lot of techniques that you've got to stay on the cutting edge for, or you become obsolete in what you do, whether it's dentistry and you're doing new techniques or chiropractic and adding biophysics or spinal decomp or functional nutrition. I mean, the sky's the limit. And if you believe in it, you have a mentor and you have a system, that works, that gets results, you'll grow. There's no doubt in my mind.
You know, for those of you listening right now, no matter what the profession you're in, one key thing that's a takeaway here is that notice that it's not just one stream that's bringing it in. It's how do you make it all work together? Because social media, I mean, with all the news lately with Facebook, we don't know if social media will even be the same in 5 or 10 years. I mean, I'm not saying that Facebook's going to disappear, but let's take the example. What if Facebook disappeared? How would you be doing right now? Like, if you didn't have followers on Facebook, do you have another way to engage them offline or online that would allow you to keep that relationship going and allow that business stream to keep coming through, that client flow or that customer flow coming through? I think that's an absolutely critical part of what you need to be addressing right now. Or, you know, if you're trying to do a one trick pony, you could be in trouble if that pony's dead.
You know, Jay Abraham used to call it the Parthenon effect. It was multiple pillars of marketing to hold up the ceiling. And it's so true. And look at Facebook, the challenges Zuckerberg's having right now. Well, you see the rise of Instagram, and, you know, you can do the swipe up application with Instagram to direct it to whatever channel people are watching and have total dominance, what I call total market dominance or controlling conversation on social media. So there's a lot of different techniques you could be using and should be using. And, you know, things, like I said, that worked in the 80s and 90s just might be non-working or not working to its optimal potential now. And you've got to be looking at what's next and be willing to go out there and spend time, money, and watch your return on investment. So, you know, I think that's part of the success of our formula. And a lot of my doctors, you know, it's an 80-20 rule. 80% will win, 20% of their efforts might just break even or win, produce nothing at all. But it really comes down to willingness to try new techniques.
There's a lot of depth in there. Well, let's see if we can focus down. I'm gonna ask you to do something, Mike, that I know it's a stretch, but I know my listeners are going to crave it. But what's at least one thing that someone can do that would just absolutely just revolutionize and rock their business right now?
You know what? If I were to say to a doctor, especially a doctor who's starting out from scratch, you know, what's one thing I could do? You know, I would first thing that I would do is make sure that one, from a personal low cost, is make sure you have a business card with a health pass on the back of it. So what we do is our exams are 267. When I meet and chat, I meet three people per day, and I'll give a business card with a $200 health pass on the back. I want you to think about that. So you meet me and I'm thinking about seeing a chiropractor, and I'm going to get you into my office for only $67. Here's $200 towards that exam. That is an ethical bribe. It's a magnetic tool to actually bring people in. We do that in a lot of our marketing, very successful. The next thing is get a website that works. I mean, for a very small investment, probably the cost of two or three new patients, get a website that works. So there's so many doctors out there, I just bang my head on my desk, that are losing potential thousands and thousands of dollars because their websites suck. I mean, I've seen websites that look they're built back in the 70s. It's what I call institutionalized. And it's not what I call a direct response, where you have a proper opt-in box, a welcome video, some sort of free consult, or something that's different, unique. And then I think at the higher level is really immerse yourself in social media. Learn the Facebook, learn the Instagram, learn how to do video and put it on YouTube. I mean, we teach all of this stuff. And if you're not doing it, I'll guarantee your competition down the block is.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And like I said, there's not that much competition in that space.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there really isn't. And I've noticed that even in my own industry, you know, with myself as a coach, you know, tens of thousands of financial people out there, right? But I really don't worry about them too much because I know most of them just suck at marketing. You know, they don't even have anything that distinguishes them from everybody else. You know, that's why I refer to myself as the anti-financial advisor, because I know that what I'm teaching is opposite of what they're teaching, you know? So I have something to distinguish. I have something for people to hold on to. And like the listeners of the show, they already know. I mean, they're following me because they like it. They want something different. They want something that actually works, that comes from real experience, not something that's just, you know, hey, you might have some money in 50,000 years, right? And right. I think that applies just as much to any profession, especially as a doc. You know, I mean, I've seen chiropractic especially, and even dentistry, I've seen them be very commodity type businesses where it's like, okay, what chiropractor do you know? Oh, there's this guy down the road or this guy or this guy. You know, what would make somebody drive past 10 chiropractors to get to the right, to you, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that I think that, you know, when you look at like a Frank Kern or Dice, they talk about the same thing. It's how can I, you know, dominate my market? And that's the person who's willing to invest, monitor the return on investment, invest more than the guy next door while monitoring the return on investment. And that's how you really control the conversation or dominate the market.
That's right. So what do you think somebody should start? I mean, should they just start at doing everything, just Facebook, Instagram, or everything? Or do they need something more than that?
Well, you know, that's part of it. It's one of the pillars. I think, you know, getting a coach, finding somebody that is a higher caliber, that's going to stretch you, it's going to push you, that has a proven model. You know, for the chiropractors out there, they can start at my Jetpack program, which they go in the library for the investment of one adjustment per month, or they can go gold coaching with me. And we have a new partnership program that we're rolling out in September, which really just takes doctors beyond the sort of seven figures into the eight figure mark.
You know, give us an example of somebody who's worked with you, whether it's recent or somebody who's worked with you over the years. Like, how has their business transformed because of what you've been teaching, whether from the Jetpack or from your coaching?
Well, give an example. We just had a young girl, Jetpack, out in British Columbia that joined me, and, you know, struggling to make ends meet, graduating, dissatisfied with the profession and everything. And she quickly added $5,000 per month to her office. And then jumped on the gold program. So it's a step sequence. And then now she's up another $10,000 a month. She's over the moon because her systems are better. Patients are happier. She's got care programs and things like that. She's doing like phenomenally well. And we're just moving into social media. So, you know, this is 25 years in the making. And a lot of my doctors are learning these mastery tools and techniques right off the bat. And then we've got another doctor in the UK that, you know, it's really tough practice in the UK, but he's gone from obscurity to the business guy in Europe. So, I mean, it's across the board. I've got a guy in Malaysia that's tripled his practice in 2 years, doing $100,000 a month. So it's easy to apply principles. And this is an international principle. It's a universal principle, I should say, that can be applied and used anywhere.
That's incredible. Cause I've worked with mostly chiropractors in both US and Canada. And I'll tell you, I mean, you mentioned Canada, British Columbia. I mean, Canada is not an easy place to practice either. I think U.S. is way easier to build a business.
Yes and no, because, you know, with the heavy insurance deductibles here in the United States, a lot of people hold on to their insurance like, you know, like a sacred blanket. And it's tough sometimes. I would rather be in a cash-based society any day.
Right.
But you can spend cash with the cherry on the cake, which is insurance, if you know how to do it properly. And that technique we're using here, you know, I'm stationed at our headquarters in Richmond, Virginia. We have a live practice and it works here as well.
That's fantastic. Oh, I love it. So if people want to like learn more about you, where would they go? How would they find you?
Well, you know, they can go to my website. It's chiropractic-masters.com. It doesn't matter what profession you're in. You know, we have doctors of different professions that coach with us, acupuncturists, NDs, DDSs. Or they can email me at Dr. Mike, DrMike, at chiropractic-masters.com. And that's the best way to get hold of me.
Sweet. No, I definitely encourage it, especially if you are practicing in, really, like you said, in dentistry, acupuncture, chiropractic. I mean, definitely, there's a lot of great things there. Now, I want to bring up also for those other listeners that might be checking out, I know you're working on a pretty awesome project right now with franchising. Tell us a little bit about that.
Doctors are doing so well, you know, breaking six and moving to seven figures, that we brought this model to a company in Chicago that looked at it and said, oh my gosh, you got seminars, you got an online library, you got trainings, conference calls, webinars, one-on-one. They said, you've got it all. And when they started looking at the results we were getting, especially running a 50% net, they basically said, you got to franchise this model. So we have been doing our due diligence over the last 2 years, and we're looking at rolling out our franchise in September. We're working with multiple companies for the proper branding and the FDD, and it's a three-tier. And what I mean by three-tier, this is a model that's volume chiropractic. It's functional nutrition, because the functional nutrition is at a point now that they're finding out you can actually slow down, stop, and prevent things like cancers, heart disease, diabetes. And there's also on spinal decompression. So we have a company in Toronto that's producing spinal decom tables. Both this doctor is also going to be teaching it. And we have a lady who's certified in by the IFM, the International Functional Medicine Institute, that she's going to be teaching the functional nutrition. And, you know, we're going to roll out a world-class wellness-based program. We have multiple teachers. We have training centers. And we're just opening up angel funding. So any of the listeners who are looking for, you know, passive income, you have the opportunity to invest anywhere up to 10 to 20% equity. This company is going to be released to angel investors. Just email me and they can get more information on that. And you can be a silent partner in this franchise and make massive income. And our eventual goal is $100 million business.
Dang. And that email was drmike@chiropractic-masters.com, correct?
That's it. That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For those of you that have heard us talk about this before with different investments, I mean, there's different categories you can go in. I mean, there's commodities like silver, gold, oil, and gas, things like that. There's paper assets, which everybody tells you invest in, like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and you know, you name it. But then there's also things like real estate, like we've talked about, and then there's business. And and each one has their own benefits, of course. But if you're looking like, hey, I want to create a business type stream, I don't want to rely on funds and things like that, but you want to look at something, a way to engage that, especially if you're passionate about health and wellness, this could definitely be something I would say take a look at. You know, I'm never going to tell you to recommend to do anything on this show because everybody's case by case. Everybody has different passions, different goals, different everything. But definitely take a look at this. I mean, if you're looking for a franchising opportunity where you could create some great residual income, you know, definitely take a look at this. Get some more info from Mike here. So, hey, I appreciate you being on the show today, Mike. Like, this is a fantastic. This has actually given me some ideas for my own business already to apply. So I appreciate this a lot.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You know, it's helping more people serve more and make more. That's what we're all about. It's why we run our summit called Prosperity. It's about really creating freedom in all aspects for doctors or professionals worldwide. So I appreciate you having me on this call, Chris. And, I wish all of those out there keep practicing with passion, and I wish all of you a financial success in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, Dr. Mike, you know, appreciate you being on, and definitely, I know you're making a major impact in the world, which is why I had you on the show. So thank you so much for sharing with my listeners as well.
It was my pleasure.
And everybody else listening, you know what? Take this stuff to heart. This is not just something you listen to. It's something you apply and create real results today, because it's about creating freedom and prosperity right now. So everybody go and make a great, prosperous week. And we'll talk to you later. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.